There's a screwdriver in the middle of the road. All right. Good morning, boys and girls. It is the Great One himself. Founder, Cynical Libertarian Society, 1999, 14 years, right, all that other shit. We are cruising down the road here, doing the morning commute to Weyland-Yutani. Now, I got to say that commuting from south side of Fort Collins to north side of Fort Collins has not been bad. I haven't really paid that much attention and timed it, but I think I make it in like 10 minutes or something. And I also usually head this way before the traffic happens, and I head back after the traffic happens. So it has not been as annoying as I thought it might be. Though I would still, there's no way in hell I'd do this year round. Doing this for a month, fine. Doing this for 365 days, not gonna fucking happen. The biggest thing that's pissed me off about living on the south side is just the fact that everything I kind of know and do and go, like my gym and the work and everything else, is on the north side. So when I leave in the morning, I got to make sure I take everything with me. It's like, all right, I got gym shit. Yeah, got gym shit. I got to go by the other theater. Do I got other theater shit? Yeah, I got to do that. All right, oh, do I got the right shoes? Yeah. Fuck. That part is annoying. Because when I live up in the proximity, it's like, oh, I don't have this thing, but I live right there. The other place, I just run over and get it. Anyhow, that's not what we're here to talk about this morning. Been on a little bit of a tear lately about women in the workplace, as you may have noticed. So I just want to relate to you this story from another theater experience. So I'm working at the theater, and we got these people coming in to help with cleaning up. We're doing a cleanup project back in the workshop area where all the sets are built. So there's all this wood and lumber, and there's a lot of shit going on, but the big project of the day is there's a shit ton of wood and lumber that's just in piles and piles and piles. And the big project of the day is to pull all this shit out of the piles, and there's racks and shelves and everything to organize it and to reorganize it and to at least somewhat sort it out by type and size and dimensions and stuff, but also mainly to go through and just get rid of the crap wood. We filled an entire, because it was almost entirely empty, we filled a standard size dumpster with wood that needed to be thrown away. So there's like wood with seven layers of paint on it. And there's, you know, pieces of wood that are 7 inches long. And there's pieces of wood that have splits down the middle. And there's pieces of wood with two broken screws and 17 staples and a nail stuck in them. It's just like, people, why is this shit being kept? Like, why do you look at this and think, oh, we better keep this fucking piece of wood? And I mean, the amount of wood, it's not like there's a wood shortage. I know, trees, no tree, you can grow more fucking trees. Okay, there's not a wood shortage. There's not even a wood shortage in that goddamn shop. There's so much fucking wood back there, that's why it was overflowing. Because we were literally Hitler, at the point where there was no place to put the fucking wood other than in the middle of the goddamn floor. Because all of the wood racks were completely fucking overflowing. So anyhow, once we threw away a bunch of shit, we have all kinds of room now. Oh my God, there's room everywhere. So anyway, to do this, I got some help coming in. And this theater, like many theaters, I've discovered this over the years working at different theaters, many theaters rely on, how do I put this? The state to create either free or low-cost workers for them via the laws. One theater I worked at, the owner of that theater would always hire people who were like on parole or just getting out of prison or on work release or something like that, because he could get them for really low wages and treat them like shit. And they couldn't get jobs anyplace else because they had criminal records, usually for stupid shit. None of these people were like rapists or murderers or arsonists or anything. You know, it was stupid shit. This theater is the same way. They get all these people who are doing their community service work. Why are you doing community service work? You know, for stupid shit. So anyhow, I got my community, and this is relevant. It'll come in a minute. So I got my community service worker showing up. And this chick, the only chick of the day, the chick, she shows up. Okay, here we go. Now, women in the workplace, right? The chick shows up 15 minutes late. She comes strolling in. And this is the chick I was talking about. She is the dancer, night banger, and all this other stuff. So she's 15 minutes late. She comes strolling in. She's got her fucking cup of coffee in one hand. In her other hand, she's got her fucking handbag. And she's got her water bottle. And she comes prissing in. And she's like, oh my God. Yeah, yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, we're going to grab this wood. Put this stuff here. And she's like, oh, I didn't bring any gloves. Okay, so you came to it. And I talked to her later. So she's an actor. So she should know something about theater. She says, well, I've never done backstage work before. I'm like, well, I don't give a fuck if you've never done the backstage work. If you've been an actor for 7 years, you should at some point understand that when you're going to work in the shop, you should bring gloves. I don't know. So she said, I don't have any gloves. I'm like, oh my God, are there any gloves I can borrow? Yeah, here's some fucking gloves, honey. And then we're working and she's, oh, my shoulder hurts. And when are we going to do lunch? I love that one. You women, you can't go for more than 4 hours without putting food in your fucking faces, can you? It was announced ahead of time. It would be a 5-hour workday. We're going to work for 5 hours. That's it. 5 hours, we're cutting it off. She's like, well, when are we going to take a lunch break? Sweetie, we're going to be here for 5 fucking hours. We're not taking a lunch break. The lunch break. For what? You ain't done enough work to fucking build up an appetite. You ain't killed a single fucking fat cell at the rate you're moving. Now my brain, I'm searching for where I needed to go after this. All right, so she needs her lunch break. She's got her coffee. She didn't bring any gloves. She's 15 minutes late. Everything is too heavy. 2x4s. 2x4s are massively heavy. I mean, guys, if you ever picked up a 2x4, holy shit, man. I mean, the weight of a 2x4. Oh, okay. So then I'm saying we're going to do this way. We're going to pull this out of here. We're going to do this. And she immediately goes into this fucking woman mode that you women do. Even Yoga Pants Girl. God love her. We're getting along really good right now. Me and Yoga Pants Girl are doing great. I've been teachers, she's doing a fantastic job, but even she still tries to do it sometimes. You women love to shortcut shit. She said, well, because we're pulling all the wood out of this one bay to sort through it and then sweep out the bay because it's never been swept, it's never been cleaned, and then put all the wood back in. All right? Well, what if instead of taking all the wood out, what if we take some, is she cute? So-so. Well, what if instead of taking all the wood out, what if we take some of it out and then we take the wood on the left-hand side of the bay and we can move it to the right-hand side of the bay? Like, no. Will you stop trying to shortcut shit? We are pulling everything out. We're going to sweep the fucking floor and then we're going to sort the stuff and we're going to put the stuff back in that needs to go back in that we're keeping and we're going to throw the other stuff away. But you women, you have to fucking try to shortcut everything. Every moment of your lives, you're looking for a fucking shortcut. You're looking for a way to do less work. And then here we are. We're right back where we started. Girls, it's not a fucking wage gap. It's a motherfucking effort gap. And then she had to leave early after only 3.5 hours because, oh my God, her shoulder hurt so bad and she was just so exhausted and she didn't know she was gonna, she thought she was going to be painting and building things. She didn't know she was going to have to pick up heavy pieces of lumber all day long and oh, she was just exhausted and her shoulder hurt and oh. Girls, it is a fucking effort gap. It is not a fucking wage gap. Shut the fuck up and make me a goddamn pie. Okay, so I wasn't finished. I reached my destination, I was all happy. And then I realized, oh shit, I forgot to go by the library because I got to drop a book off. And then I realized, oh shit, I didn't finish the point because I mentioned she was a community service worker and I said that was going to be relevant. And then I didn't talk about how and why that was relevant. And I did my big finish about effort gap, not wage gap. And I was all happy with myself. And, you know, then no, complete fucking failure. So here we are. We got to wrap this up. Okay. So she's complaining about having to... is this chick hot? Those are some baggy pants, sweetie. Nah, not really. Frank, I get what you're saying about the yoga pants. But, I mean, dude. You know, you can see what you're buying. I kind of like them. There's this chick at the gym that I've seen here and there and now and then, and always from a distance. And she looked kind of hot. And I got up close to her yesterday, and she's wearing the yoga pants. And, like, I've been seeing her there for a while, off and on. And I swear to God, man, her ass has gotten flabbier just in the maybe over 1 year period that I've seen her around. Wait, where do I know where I'm going? Yeah, okay, I know where I'm going. Almost got lost there. I'm busy talking and not driving. But yeah, the ass was, I got up close and dude, that ass, there was just no muscle tone. It was just this flabby, it was like two pigs in a burlap bag, just kind of hanging down. And I, up close, I noticed her arms are really hairy and she's just got no muscle tone. And she's at the gym fairly often. She's not lifting any real weights, and she's always off in the aerobics room doing whatever the fuck they do in there, which is obviously not building any muscles. Because she, yeah, just got up close. She's a lot flabbier and nastier than I thought she was. So I'd be like, okay, well, this is good to know. I don't have to waste time looking at her anymore. Anyhow, yoga pants. How'd I get on yoga pants? One leg at a time. That's how you get on yoga pants. Oh! All right, anyway. Women. Yoga pants, women. Workplace. Oh, wait. Is this chick hot? Hang on. Cruising by. Not bad so far. Nope. Never mind. They're all cute from a distance. CFD. That's what that's called. Cute from distance. CFD. All right. Oh, my God. Am I going to get a green light here at the fucking hell intersection? I think I am. I think I can do it. Yes. And I thought about it. I could have run the book to the library after work. But right now, it's... what time is it? It is 07:35. It's like there is no traffic here around where the library is at. Like another hour or so, and this will be a fucking shithole disaster. Like there's parking. Oh my God, there's so much parking. Right here, right in front of the library. Another hour, there will be no parking here. Because this is where all the people who work downtown park. Because in downtown Fort Collins, you only park for 2 hours before you have to move your car. Unless you use a parking garage, yada, yada, yada. All right, great one. Are you going to talk about the fucking, the women workplace thing? Or are you just going to talk about this shit? All right, turn your turn signal off, dumbass. All right, let's go drop this book off. My truck likes to let me know that the keys are in the ignition. Okay. So anyhow. Right, she shows up without gloves. She shows up with her coffee in her hand. She shows up 15 minutes late. She's complaining about how hard the work is. Yada, yada, yada. Okay, remember, she's there because she's doing community service. Now, why is she doing community service? Well, she's doing community service because she broke a law of some sort. I don't know what she did. I didn't ask her. I didn't care. She broke a law, and she's being punished. Now, she's a woman. She's under the age of 30. Therefore, we know she's a leftist. She voted Democrat. Here in Colorado, thing, especially in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, it's pretty fucking liberal Democrat. She voted for the politicians that created the law that she broke, that she is being punished for. Punishment is supposed to be punishment. Punishment is not supposed to be fun. Punishment is not supposed to be pleasurable. Punishment is not supposed to be a good time. Punishment is not supposed to be showing up 15 minutes late with a cup of coffee in your hands and no fucking work gloves. Okay, but I'm so tired. You know, punishment is not supposed to be, when are we going to lunch? Okay, women don't even understand that punishment is supposed to be maybe slightly inconvenient to them. So the idea that these same women are going to go into the workplace and do their fucking jobs, which those of us who have jobs know, what are our jobs? What are jobs to us men? Sometimes our jobs are what? Slightly inconvenient. Right now, I'm going to do personal shit at Weyland-Yutani right now because that's where my computer is at. I'm actually about to post the linkage that you read on Tuesday. But you know, there are times that we men would rather, after that, I'm going to work. I'm going to work today. And working today is a slight inconvenience to me because you know, there are some other things that I would enjoy doing. But gosh, I'm going to be inconvenienced a little bit. I'm going to not go to lunch after 4 hours. I have my work gloves with me. I'm showing up on time. I'm going to possibly pick up some heavy objects and move them around. And so this whole thing where women into work, they know they can't even be inconvenienced by punishment. They expect punishment to be fun and to be easy and to just show up whenever the fuck they feel like with their cup of coffee. Okay, so the idea that these same people, these women's, with this attitude and this approach and this outlook and this understanding and this worldview, the idea that these people are going to come into the workplace and actually contribute anything of value on a consistent basis. Once again, I know the toes. This one woman shit. I don't want to hear your fucking toes. I know one woman. I don't give a fuck about one woman. Okay? We're talking about the most of them. They don't need to be there. They bring nothing. They contribute nothing. They do nothing. They are a fucking burden on the workplace. They're a burden on the economy. They're a burden on the men in the workplace. And I know you're trying to cuck and you're fucking trying to be sensitive and get laid by saying, yeah, women, women. No, shut up. Honey, put on your fucking yoga pants, get your bitch ass in the kitchen, and make me a fucking pie.